At Mizzou, we only had senior captains, but on offense and defense, I was a captain. Being a junior, being the quarterback, you're in the spotlight, and you have to lead your team to victory. You're the vocal leader on that football team, and that was the biggest thing I did at Mizzou.
Going into my junior, senior year, I think I really started to develop the idea of throwing the ball so our receivers can make plays after they catch it. So if I give them an easier ball to catch, they can catch it, get downfield, and make a play, as opposed to in the past, I just throw it as hard as I could and try to put it on the spot where they might have to fight the ball a little bit to catch it and not be able to pick up as many yards after the catch.
I'm just going to continuously to keep working on my craft, and that's to become the best quarterback possible during this transition. Obviously, everybody knows that Cam has been in a spread offense, and I have been trying to work as much as possible on trying to be fluent and coming from under center with the three-step game, the five-step, also the seven-step drop. And me and George has been working day and night in the film room, on the chalkboard, or on the field throwing routes.
I had a great experience at Michigan. I met a lot of great people, Coach Carr and Coach Leffler, one of the main reasons I went there. And it was a great experience for me. I learned a lot of things, but the transition was because of the offense. That's why I left to go to Arkansas. Coach Rodriguez had Denard do what he wanted to do, and obviously if you watch me play, I can't do that. So I thought it was best if I went somewhere else.
As a player and as a person, I'm a lot more prepared for this process, doing things like this, going through this process and being comfortable going through it. I don't think I would have been as prepared for it last year, be able to go out and go through the workouts and have confidence in what I was doing personally. I feel a lot better after having another year playing with the coaches that I did and the system that I did, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, strengths, I think just my ability to prepare. I think I've played in the big game. I think that's definitely a strength, and I've been successful at the big game. I've been fortunate to win at every level. I think that's a strength, and I think, these all being intangibles, as far as tangible assets and things like that you can actually measure, I'd say I'm fairly accurate. I'm very efficient within my offense. I do exactly as my coach has told me to do, and that's protect the ball, get in your playmaker's hands as quick as possible, get us in the correct run play or pass play, and just do everything you can in order for us to be efficient as an offense, and I've done a good job of that over the past 2 years. So I just talk about those things, for the most part, and a lot of people have kind of agreed with my assessment. I'm fairly honest as far as the way I assess myself. So hopefully I'll continue to get good feedback.
I really think it will. There's a lot of great players in the SEC, and a lot of them are here. The speed of the game is extremely fast, and the complexity of the defenses in the SEC changes from week to week. They don't play the same defense every week. They change, every week. So going into the game, we have a plan, but then at halftime, we have to readjust. The same thing you're doing out there.
The biggest thing is the interview process. That's so instrumental in drafting a quarterback. You got to show that you're smart. You got to be able to show that you're smart on the board, be able to talk in person. And then, of course, doing the running drills. Hopefully, I'll run a good 40 and test well on all the other events.
Because right after each meeting, the horn blows to give you somewhat of a notice that, you have 2 minutes left. And the coaches are asking you questions left and right, left and right, left and right. And as soon as that meeting is done, you shake your hands and you get right out and you go to the next place. And right as soon as you walk into that next place, you do the same thing over. But one thing I can say for each and every team, they keep you on your toes.
I mean, it's an amazing setting. You have head coaches, quarterback coaches, offensive coordinators, GMs, owners all in the same room. And I mean, they kind of put you on the spot. How's your offense work? What did you have to do in it? What were your reads, progressions? How did you check your protections? And I mean, it's really just a great opportunity for me to show them everything that I did in our offense and everything that I know about our offense.
For me, I believe they're very important, but also for other players. You know, a lot of times you don't get to be around the coaches, be around the management like you do here, and to be able to be within 3 feet of them talking face to face, you could talk man to man, and that's important for all of us.
I'm a fan of football, so I've watched this for as many years as it's been on TV. So I understand that it's a great opportunity to come showcase what you can do, but you also open yourself up to criticism. But I think that's part of this process, and it's something you have to get comfortable with playing under a microscope, because it's going to be the same way when you end up whatever team you end up with and whatever city you end up in. Expectations are going to be high, and you got to find a way to keep yourself grounded and block that stuff out and have confidence in who you are and the player you are.
Really, quite frankly, and Coach Saban would probably shoot me for saying this, but really what our offense is with a few power running plays is the West Coast offense. I mean, more or less. I mean, a lot of our terminology is similar. The way we call it, the way we run it, the read progressions, the type of sight adjustments, the intricacies within each route. It's a West Coast system for the most part. And I think so that's just the familiarity with that. With, you know, in Coach Shula, a lot of his offense was drawn from a Norv Turner system. So that wasn't as much West Coast as more numbers based and some things like that. But, I think any system, I just want an opportunity, and I'm ready to get that opportunity. I'm looking forward to doing everything I possibly can over the course of this weekend and the next couple of months to position myself accordingly to be a professional quarterback.
I don't think our offense will directly translate. I think we do a lot of things as far as progressions, protections. That are similar to what NFL teams do, we just call them something different. So I think picking up on terminology is just going to be a big key for me, learning what those mean as opposed to what we call things.
Well, football is my number one priority. I want to make that perfectly clear. But I'm just going to go into wherever organization that I'm picked up, I'm going to be lucky. I'm going to be happy because this is a dream that I've always envisioned myself doing. And like I said, I will be lucky, but at the same time, this is something that I am looking forward to.
Your guess is as good as mine. Like I said, I'm going to control what I can. I'm going to go out and be as prepared for every step of this process as I can, have fun with it, enjoy it, and show all the teams who I am, both on and off the field, and wherever that puts me, I'd be happy to go to any team that wants to draft me.
I think that's what you guys are making it out to be, kind of me versus Cam, but no, it's just an opportunity for us to get drafted as high as possible. I know Cam, Ryan, and Jake are all working to be the number one guy, and it's going to be a fun next few months.